Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author, removing the AI smell. What exactly are we removing? I revised my own writing self-check rules through more than 10 versions before realizing they were really only asking two questions. Does this sentence sound like it was written by a machine? And is this sentence actually finished? The first line of inquiry listens for voice. AI has its own habits. Binary contrasts framed as not X but Y. Dummy subjects, all-purpose filler phrases, ceremonially conclusive endings, and a dense scattering of M dashes. But the point I really want to make is this. Don't bother memorizing word lists. Red flag words like delve get blacklisted for a season, and then everyone moves on. The underlying issue comes down to just two roots. AI selects the most statistically predictable word, so the prose reads smoothly but without surprise, and sentence lengths tend to cluster around the same range, making the rhythm monotonous. Targeting these two roots is more useful than memorizing 100 individual words. The second line of inquiry asks whether the sentence is actually complete. Restore missing subjects, close off open verbs, cut adjectives that aren't doing any work. What I find interesting is that nearly all of my own editing falls along this second line. Once the AI habits are broken, they rarely come back. But whether a sentence is truly finished, that's something you have to watch forever. 5 of these items can be scripted and caught automatically. The rest require human judgment. But I want to be honest. This entire framework only gets you halfway there. It helps you unlearn what isn't yours, but it cannot grow a human presence into your writing. Because what warms an argument from the inside is a lived experience, something that actually happened to you. That part is beyond the reach of any checklist. Only you can write it.